Now and have a chat to Patrick Dangerfield. Thanks to Adelaide Fresh Prospect and Morfitt Vale and Tony and Marks at Newton and Glenunga. The Crows superstar joins us now. Patty, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Pat, we were saying before, Saturday night, it was the story of our season in a nutshell, wasn't it? We were coming off the back of a great win. We went out and the two problems that have plagued us all year, the slow start, and then when we hit the front, we stopped.
Yeah, it was a really disappointing night. You know, after that first quarter, I think we were 1-4 and Richmond were 4-1. So they were far cleaner with the ball early on and really capitalised in front of goal. And then when we did get in front, I thought we really lacked composure and just panicked with about 8 minutes to go.
What do you think the problem has been? I mean, you know, everyone's got a theory. Is it a sort of psychological thing? Because the same pattern has just happened over and over all year, hasn't it?
Oh, look, I thought for the majority of the game Saturday night that Richmond were the better side. They really pressured us and their disposal of the ball in wet conditions was far better than ours. That being said, you know, when we got into the position that we were, when we were in front, we should have been better than what we were and cleaner, and we should have wrapped the game up.
Patrick, I was watching the game at home and I saw that Rory Sloan non-goal. How do you think he coped with the video umpire's decision on that?
Oh, I think he was pretty disappointed. He said after the game that, you know, he had a pretty good view and so did the goal umpire who awarded it a goal. But that being said, I don't think that cost us the game. It certainly would have been nice, but there were certainly, other incidents throughout the game that we could have been better at.
So how do you think the video review system is going?
Oh, look, it's a really hard one to judge. I mean, Sloaney was in a very good position. You know, he was right behind that ball and he said it went through. The goal umpire agreed, awarded it a goal. So it's pretty disappointing, I suppose, from that perspective. But it is what it is. We can't change that now, so there's no point complaining about it.
Pat, just in terms of your own position with the club going forward, as they say, when you did that interview with Carolyn Wilson earlier in the year, you said, I think, you know, quite rightly, that the key criteria for you was that you wanted to be part of a team that was in the mix for a premiership. Do you think the Crows are that team?
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt. I think we've played some outstanding footy throughout the season. But we just haven't been able to put it together for long enough periods. We've beaten some really good sides and then we've played some really poor games against sides that perhaps we should have beaten. Now, I strongly believe Richmond were the better side Saturday night. There's been instances throughout the season where we just haven't played our best footy, so I'm really confident that this group is going in the right direction and is coached by the right person in Sando. He's a terrific leader of our club. We just haven't been able to back it up on the field as much as what we would have liked.
How much have you been thinking about re-signing? I mean, it's one of those things that I know every Crows fan lives in fear of you not sticking around. Are you close to making a decision?
To be honest, that's given how far away my contract is, it's been the furthest thing from my mind. The number one thing for me at the moment and for the rest of the playing group is making September, and the only way that we can do that is by winning this weekend. So that is our sole focus at the moment.
So look, North have been playing up and down footy too, and it's almost being played on neutral territory down in Tasmania. How do we prepare? I mean, obviously, you know, the must win game term has been used more often than not this year, but this really is it. It's crunch time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a really important game for us. And as you said, it sort of is neutral territory, given we're not playing at Etihad Stadium. But, we will review the game really strongly today. There's certainly some areas that we can improve on. We need to be cleaner with the ball earlier in games, and that's what we'll set out to do this weekend against North.
Well, mate, all the best of luck. There'll be, 50,000 there Saturday night. Obviously, there won't be a Crows contingent down there, but everyone will be cheering you guys on still. So good on you, Pat. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.